Well, good afternoon, everyone. What a beautiful day in Iowa. And we're here to celebrate the passage of House File 2456, probably best known as the Texting and Driving Bill. And I just want to take a moment and make special mention of some very special people that have joined us today. State Representative Dave Jepkes, Janet Peterson, Kurt Hansen, Chris Hagenow, State Senators Bill Heckroth, Steve Sodders, Jeff Daniels, Kim Reynolds, Stacy Apple, and Jack Hatch. We're also joined by someone I work very closely with, Nancy Richardson, the Director of the Iowa Department of Transportation, members of the Iowa State Patrol, Des Moines Police Department, the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association, the Iowa State Police Officers Association. So it indeed is a very important day for all of Iowa as we celebrate the signing of this particular bill. You know, I found it a bit piece of irony, I guess, that at the end of December 2009, we celebrated that we had only killed 372 people on Iowa's roads and highways. And you know, certainly that is an accomplishment, down from 490 just a decade ago, but it's still far too many lives. What's often forgotten as we talk about traffic fatalities in this state is the hundreds and thousands of people that suffer injury from auto accidents in this state, and the damage and the trauma that brings upon their family and loved ones. And so any piece of legislation that makes the road safer for people traveling on our roads and highways is a very important public safety piece of legislation and should be celebrated by all Iowans. I mean, the goal here is to prevent distracted driving, particularly by reading or typing or sending text messages while driving. You know, we in law enforcement will certainly enforce this law, but the real goal is going to be to change the behavior of drivers. We're going to be working very closely with the media and other private cell phone providers to carry a message titled, "It Can Wait." It can wait. Drive to your destination and then make your phone call or send your text message. You know, the question about how we're going to enforce this law, we're certainly going to do that. But I think what's more important is the message that the law sends. And most Iowans are law-abiding citizens. And I told people throughout this process that by passing this law, many Iowans will just obey it because it's the law. And when they do that, our roads and highways are going to be dramatically safer. You know, this law also has a prohibition for young people as it relates to talking on cell phones while driving. And I think it's important to note that that's a very important message. The whole idea of taking steps to help young people drive more safely becomes very important. Just let me share one quick statistic for you. Back as early as 1990, 16-year-olds accounted for 2,000 of every 10,000 auto accidents in Iowa. After 1999, as we began to take steps that made them drive longer with their parents, restricted hours of driving, those accidents dropped to 1,300 per 10,000. Also, we know the more experienced drivers have, the better they do. People who are 20 years of age only are responsible for 900 accidents per 10,000, and people who are 40, only 450 accidents per 10,000. So while driving is a routine, it's such an essential part of life. And we have enough distractions while we are driving, whether it's other passengers in the vehicle visiting with us, our child in the back seat, what's on the radio, the beautiful landscape of Iowa as you drive down the road, are all distractions. We've now eliminated a very important distraction. And I want to thank again the members of the Iowa General Assembly for their hard work, the governor for supporting and his willingness to sign this legislation. And before I introduce the governor, I'm going to present to him a coffee mug. I know you don't have enough coffee mugs. That says, "Don't drive intoxicated." Along with a lanyard that says, "Don't drive intoxicated."
All right. Great.
And with that, it's my pleasure to introduce a man who has a very, very strong understanding and appreciation for public safety of Iowans. His tireless work to make sure that we have the resources we need to protect Iowans is unparalleled. It's a real pleasure to work for him. It's my pleasure to introduce him, Governor Chet Culver. That's Governor of Iowa.
Thanks, Chief. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Commissioner Meyer, for your leadership when it comes to all issues related to public safety. We're very proud of the outstanding record that the Department of Public Safety has. We've made some real improvements in terms of safety on the roads, and Commissioner Meyer highlighted some of those in his remarks, but we've got a ways to go. We want to be the very best state in America when it comes to safe roads and public safety generally. And I am honored that not only the commissioner is here today, but so many members of our law enforcement community that have joined us in this effort to keep our roads more safe, to prevent distracted driving to the extent possible in the future. And it's been a real privilege for me to work in particular with the members of the Iowa Patrol, who do a great job every single day, 24/7, keeping us safe. And I wanted to thank those troopers that are with us today in particular for their great public service to the people of Iowa. We are excited about this important step that we're taking today when it comes to this ban on texting while driving. I'm especially pleased that this state law is in compliance with the federal law, which was something that was very important to me, so that we're in step with the federal administration officials when it comes to doing everything we can to keep our roads safe. I'm also proud of the fact that this is a bipartisan bill. I've said it repeatedly that in most chambers across the country and most legislative bodies, you rarely see, unfortunately, members of the Democratic and Republican Party coming together. But here again today is an example of a bipartisan effort on a very important piece of public policy. And I want to acknowledge all of the legislators that are joining us today, both Republican and Democrat, and also acknowledge the Democratic and Republican leaders for their support of this important bill. Another successful step that we took legislatively this session. Overall, I think it was an outstanding session for the people of Iowa, and I'm looking forward to traveling the state the next 30 days or so and highlighting some of these important accomplishments related to good public policy measures that we took this session, and I'm happy to kick things off here today. And I'm honored and privileged now to sign this important bill. Thank you.